Okay, so here we go. So we're Mil Masil Sharm, daily dose of Masil Sharm. And we did Perak Alf, which talks about just you gotta know what life's about. This is not where it's at. Where it's at is really Olam Haba. This is just getting us to Olam Haba. That's like the ABCs for a person to have an idea of what they're doing, where they're going, where they're headed. Now, number two is Perak Beis is Zehirus. This is big. This is huge. Again, we're climbing a ladder. Masil Sharm is based on a ladder. You're going to go to Tzfas, you're going to see the kever of Pinchas Ben Yair, the holy Pinchas Ben Yair, Tana, who, even his animal wouldn't eat non-kosher food, wouldn't sin. Okay, he made a ladder of Avodas Hashem. Torah brings us to Zehirus. Zehirus. What does it mean to be Zahir? Anybody know? We're on the first rung of the ladder now.
Alacrity.
What?
Alacrity.
Alacrity. Who knows what that means?
It means to do something immediately, like as quick as possible.
Okay, good.
That's
Rizus. That's Rizus. That's Rizus. Now, what is Zehirus? Anybody know? Okay, this is very important. I'm happy we're doing this. Asher, what do you say? Zehirus. Okay, Tizahar means to be careful. To be careful. Like Tizahar, you tell someone, be careful. Okay? Zehirus. Be careful. Watch what you're doing. Okay? Masil Sharm defines this. Check this out. Inyan has Zehirus who? Ye Adam Nizhar B'Maisav Avinyanav. You gotta watch what you're doing. Klomer, what does that mean? Mizbonin u'mifakech al-maisav adrachim. Check throughout your day, is what you're doing good or not? Okay? The ABC sees this, like imagine for a second, probably there's a lot of magazines and newspapers that could tell you the daily schedule of major celebrities, or certainly like the President of the United States, for example, right? President of the United States wakes up, and when he's on vacation, you know his schedule. He went here, then he went there, and he went there, and then he went there, right? On a daily basis, we know his schedule. He's criticized. What's he playing golf when we're doing this, right? There's a crisis going on. What's he doing this, right? So, Joey says, hey, I'm not the president. What does it matter? Why do I have to be so careful in my daily schedule? I wake up in the morning. Whenever I get out of bed, I get out of bed. No, not Joey. Joey comes to chakras. But a guy might say, whenever I get out of bed, I get out of bed. Whenever I get to Seder, I get to Seder. What does it really matter? Anybody ever had surgery?
Yeah.
You ever had surgery? Okay. The surgeon, while he's doing surgery, okay? You know, you ever play that game I used to play when I was a kid called Operator? What's it called?
Operation.
Okay. Your hands got to be so steady because you're on call. What you're doing right now is so important. There's a life at risk. You're every moment. It's not like, all right, I kind of feel like moving my hand this way. I feel like moving my hand that way. No way. Every move matters. Okay? Now, every one of us, you could decide. The Yitzhar tells you. You know what the Yitzhar tells you? Every day he whispers this in your ear. He says, you're a loser. You're nothing. Doesn't matter. You don't matter.
Sure.
You don't matter. When you get out of bed in the morning, that doesn't matter. If you learn this morning, that doesn't matter. If you talk Lashon Hara, that doesn't matter. You don't have to be careful in what you do. And you know what the answer is? A lot of us fall prey to that. We're like, yeah, what's the big deal? I'll get out of bed whenever I want. I'll do whatever I want. I'll go whenever I want. That doesn't really matter, right? But that's not true, right? If you realize for 1 second that the master of the world, the creator of planet Earth, is staring at the angels, are waiting to see, what's Asher going to do this morning? Is he going to throw his blanket off? Or jump out of bed? Or is he going to be like, I don't know, it doesn't really matter, right? We matter so much. Because that's the amazingness of this world, is that every human being matters. Because Baruch Hu cares about every single one. What you do makes a difference. So if I'm going to make a bracha on food or not, that really matters. That's the ABCs of being Zahir, is that we make a difference. If you don't make a difference, if you're a nobody, big deal. I'll take a grip shot. You know, in the Kabbalah Shabbos, we say, Ziraninu Atzayar Lefnei Hashem Kiva. Right? You know that part? Okay? Anyone sound familiar with that tune? What do those words mean? Ziraninu Atzayar. The trees are gonna sing. Lefnei Hashem Kiva. In front of God. Kiva Lishpot Haaretz. Because God's judging them. What? Who goes to court and sings? The trees are going to sing because God's judging them. You say this every Friday night, right? Lifnei Hashem Kiva. What, you're happy you're getting judged? Why are they happy to get judged? Who says they're going to be innocent? So I heard a grape shot. If you're a nobody, if you're a loser, if nobody cares about you, the worst thing. That's the worst thing. That's the snake. Hashem tells the snake, hey, take a credit card, get out of my face, I don't want to see you. Eat the dirt, eat dirt. I don't want anything to do with you. A human being? Oh, Hashem wants to get to know, wants us to get to know him, to be close to us, right? If you're like, if Hashem never judges you, that's the worst punishment. Better to go to hell. Maybe the tree's going to go to hell. Maybe the judgment will be bad. But you know what that means? I matter. I make a difference. What I do matters. If I learn today with a smada, that matters. If I take it easy, that matters. If I waste my life, that matters. The trees are singing and dancing. Maybe they're going to lose. Doesn't matter. Because the fact that you're being judged, that means you matter. You make a difference. There's nothing worse than being like, if you think about it, an atheist, like what you do, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really care. There's no like, all right, you know, like, well, so okay, so enjoy life, have a hamburger, jump off a bill, you know, go bungee jumping. Like, all right, you know, like, what? But you don't matter. You don't matter. Kill yourself, kill someone else. Doesn't matter. There's no meaning. There's no nothing. That's the worst thing. We believe that we're so important. We're so important. Everything we do matters. And that's why, that's the ABC, that's the introduction to Zahirus, is that we're giants. We're kings. We're B'nai Malachim. We're the son of the... Kosh Baruch Hu looks as Bunnet. So when you live your life today, right? You have to think about, like, what am I doing today? I don't know. Whatever, I'll see. What do you mean? Today's special. We're going to have a write-up in you about your day today, Craig, you know? This is what Craig at 2 o'clock went here, and then 3 o'clock went there. What are you doing today? I don't know. Well, whatever. You know? I don't know. Just gonna go. What do you mean? You're a celebrity. Every person here is a celebrity. And this, I think, is one of the most important foundations of Judaism, is that every Jew has to feel, every Jew. Yeah, Michael, you got to feel like you're a celebrity. I'm a celebrity. I'm famous. Everything I do matters and is important. Okay? I don't know, don't be like a celebrity nowadays. Maybe that's not a good analogy, yeah? But everything we do is important. And therefore, he says, you got to think about misponin, mifakech, amaisa v'drachav. Think about, what am I doing something good? Am I going to be criticized for this? Is this a good thing? Is this bad? Right? Otherwise, chas v'shalom, he says, you leave yourself, as of nafshul l'sakonas avadon. If we don't think about what we're doing, you risk, God forbid, you know, going down the wrong path. Going down the wrong path. And he says, listen to this. He says, Acharei sheyesh l'adam deya. Now that you have a brain, every person here has a brain. You're adults. No more of this kiddie stuff. Like, we're convinced that by the time we're like 13, we're incompetent and we're not capable, right? That's Western society says teenagers are... That's the whole problem with teenagers. It's artificial, right? Teenagers... I like have a struggle between being independent and like being incapable. It used to be you got married at 13, 14, went to work on the farm, and you're good. Now, like, a 14-year-old can't do anything, but he has these drives, right, for independence they just can't fulfill. And that's the struggle of being a teenager, right? But in reality, every one of you guys, okay, we know the truth. You guys are men. You have a seichel, you have a brain, right? He says here, once we have seichel, right? So every person, he says, this is something that the seichel obligates you. How could your person look away? How could I walk through my day and be like, yeah, I don't really, I have a brain, right? I know I have an neshama. I know that what I do matters. I know I'm a celebrity. I know it's important. I know that everything's being watched. How could I just be like, can you guys tell me, maybe you can answer this, how could it be that a person just says, I'm just like, you know, taking it easy today, I'm not doing anything special, I'm not, what where's the short circuit in our brain that messes up? And Sister Shem says, how could it be? Why would you not want to? You matter. Why would you not want to take advantage? It's such a low thing that we get caught up in this. Like, it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate. So why is that? Why do we get caught up? That's what he's going to talk about. Here's a whole... If anyone want to give me some ideas on one of the reasons we get... On why you think it is that we like... Just like float through our existence? Because we float. We just float. What's this great book? Stop Surviving.
Start Living,
right? It's a nice title. Can someone give me an idea why does he think we're like this? Sam, what? Joey, what is it?
We're afraid to like show who we actually are. Your eyes go to society now. It's like, well, you don't want to be something different.
Because we just like to fit in. We just want to be normal. We just want to fit in. Okay.
Because if you do, I mean, at the same time, if you do something that, like, extreme, people would be like, "Whoa, what's with this guy?"
Right? What's with this guy? Right? We're not 100%
at the complimenting. They're gonna be like, "Why is he acting so different? He thinks he's better than everyone else."
So we're not. That's good. That's great. So this is one thing. One thing Yitzhar does to us. We're not 100% comfortable in like who we are. We just want to walk through the mall, and we just want to be like everyone else. No one should like be like, "Oh, look at this Jew." We just want to fit right in. We just want to fit right in, right? Can anyone identify that? Like you go and you see these like Hasidim, you're like, "Oh, they really stick out. Look at these guys. I'm just like everyone else. I'm not like them. I'm like everyone else. You know, I could put on a baseball hat or take off my kippah. I could be like everyone else. I don't have to stand out." Why are we afraid to stand out? Because we're not 100% comfortable. I'm not Chas V'Shalom putting down Goyim. But I'm raising up Jewish people. Yeah, we're not 100% comfortable and proud to be the Am HaNivchar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, special people. So we're like, we don't want anyone to don't even know I'm Jewish. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit embarrassed deep down because I don't realize if you get your bride a beautiful ring, she's gonna wear it. Everyone's gonna see it because she's very proud of it. Beautiful, it's special, but we don't look at our Yiddishkeit as something that like, wow, I'm so lucky. I'm not embarrassed by it. I'm so excited to have it. Okay, that's one. Joey says we're a little nervous to take our life seriously because what is my neighbor gonna say? But is that a good taina? Is that a good excuse?
No, there's no good excuse.
Okay.
Maybe, well, like if people would like acknowledge that, like, you know, being a Jew is special, then it would be a lot easier. I mean, like, there are a lot of people who don't like Jews, so like, there's a basis for being like, well, they're probably not gonna like that.
Okay, so we're like, you're saying there's like anti-Semitism in the world, so we're like a little we're just a little uncomfortable. We just want everyone to just smile at us, so like, you know, we don't want anyone to start saying, you know, "I'm Jew" when they drive by or something like that, you know, or something make us.
In different parts of the world, it's actually scary to just walk.
Okay, like, that's true.
I had a rug who moved from England to LA.
Yeah.
And he'd gotten so used to wearing like a baseball cap before he left anywhere. He didn't just wear his cape.
We're in England.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, for the first 2 years he was in LA, every time he wore it up, just because he was so used to it, he put on a baseball cap.
Wow.
So like, you can't show it in certain places.
Right.
You seriously can't, or you'll get hurt.
Okay, you're right. I don't think a person has to make himself, but I think when you walk through the mall in like Garden State, you know what I'm saying? No one's beating you up because you're Jewish, but it's just a feeling of we just want to be like everyone else. We don't want to stand out. Okay, I hear that. But listen to this. Mesil Shams is a great point. Okay, the Jewish people were in Egypt, right? And they were davening to Hashem, and Hashem was going to save them. Paro got nervous that if they have too much time on their hands, they're gonna start rebelling and davening. So what did Paro do to them? Anybody know?
New decrees.
Tichbar ha'avoda al anashim. Make them work really hard. This is the best trick. Listen to this trick. Kosh Baruch Hu tells you, listen, that the Yitzhar comes and he dumps on us the cycle of the rat race of life. I'm so busy. And you know what I'm telling you? You guys are very lucky because you're at a stage in your life right now where like the only thing you're worried about is like what's for lunch, because maybe if I don't like it, I'm going to go for pizza across the street. You know? Or whatever. Now that you got the grilling business going, probably you got a lot of pressures on your head, but basically the cycle of life. Once you have a family and you have to worry about, you know, your wife and your children and your, you know, parnasa and health. There's a lot. Like the cycle of life doesn't stop that you don't have a chance. It's so easy to just get caught up in living. That's its title: Stop Surviving, Start Living. It's so easy because the Yitzhar throws on us just like more and more and more that we don't have time to step back and say, "Hey, am I happy?" This is like a midlife crisis, classic midlife crisis. The person turns around, and he's like, "Okay, I'm out. You know, okay, I have kids, I have family, but like, is this what my life's about? Am I really going the direction I want to go?" And we're like, "Hey, you're 50. Why don't you think this last 30 years? Because you don't have time to think it. Because it's relentless. You wake up in the morning, off to the office, back, try to learn a little bit, family time, busy. And this is the trick of the Yitzhar to get us to stop. And the way to beat it is, okay, with you guys, your whole year is, we got to take time and think about, like, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? My daily schedule. Is my daily schedule right? Am I? What can I work on? What can I do? This is Zihiros, right? Ye adam nizar b'maisav uvinyanav. Be careful. Just, we got to watch what we're doing. And realize that there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than just floating through life. Don't be a floater. Yeah, Michael? You want to be a floater? There's nothing worse than being a floater. You know, a lot of people flow through life. Now, I'm not saying you want to turn out like this, turn out like that. Every person has to turn out, you know, the way the Torah works for them. Okay? We're not cookie cutting over here. You got to take the Torah and develop into your personality, into your life, right? To your background. But can't be a floater. Can't be a guy that just lives. Because that means you're saying to yourself, I'm a loser. I'm a nobody. I don't matter. No, we're like the trees. We sing even if we get judged. Because we're big. We're huge. And therefore, we have to be careful. We can't be a floater. So to summarize this, number one, we're giants. We matter. Right? And since we matter, we can't float. We have to be zahir. We got to be careful in everything we do. In all parts of our day. Okay. Let's do it.